This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Patricia Cornejo. Date of birth, October the 10th, 1963. Case ID number is 938-4792. Date of exam, February the 1st, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Samir Al Schwelke and from Rio Grande Regional Medical Center, dated 10/19/2023 and 11/8/2023, respectively. Identifying information, this is a 60-year-old single female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right occipital cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis / plasia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and decreased vision. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in July of 2023, where she worked as a provider for her mother for 10 years. During that time that she worked 4 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, right occipital cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis / plasia. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypertension. Number four, decreased vision. History of allegations, number one, right occipital cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis / plasia. The claimant states that in July of 2023, she had her first cerebral vascular accident. She was taken to Regional Medical Center and was hospitalized for 3 weeks. She was diagnosed with a right posterior cerebral artery hemorrhage. And also suffered from left hemiplegia / paresis with left facial droop. The claimant also states that she had her second stroke on October the 14th, 2023, which was somewhat milder. She presented with left hemiplegia / paresis, decreased balance, comma, decreased vision, comma, but normal speech. She also has decreased memory, but denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. Her residual symptoms include mild left-sided hemiparesis, comma, decreased balance, comma, decreased vision, comma, normal speech, comma, mild decreased memory, comma, but no seizures or syncopal episodes. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb three flights of stairs, comma, but needs a walker most of the time to ambulate with. She is right-handed dominant and can use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds above her head. She has difficulty writing, comma, open up a jar top, comma, using a skillet, comma, sweeping a room, comma, and putting her clothes on. She takes Motrin 400 milligrams QID, PRN for pain, and is not taking any medications at this time for her stroke. She was diagnosed with right posterior cerebral artery hemorrhage with left hemiplegia / paresis and left facial droop. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2009 she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 15 pounds. She states that she does have in-organ damage and does have retinopathy of both eyes, where injections have been placed in her eyes, as well as bilateral cataract surgery, which was performed in 2019. She denies any nephropathy or cardiovascular disease, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet, where she feels numbness and tingliness. She does not check her blood glucose and states the last blood glucose reading was 120. She is presently on Jardiance, 10 milligrams QD, and does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in July of 2023, she was starting to have right-sided headaches. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, but did have some blurred vision. She also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or nephropathy, but she did have a cerebral vascular accident, which occurred on July 2023. Her blood pressure at this visit is 123/88 mmHg, which is normal. She is presently taking lisinopril 40 milligrams QD, metoprolol 16x 50 milligrams BID, and nifedipine 30 milligrams ER BID. Her condition appears to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number 4, decreased vision. The claimant states that on October the 14th, 2023, she started to have more difficulty with her eye vision. The claimant does suffer from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and bilateral cataract formation, which has been treated with extraction of both cataracts, which was performed in 2019. She has problems with both eyes and does wear glasses, which are not prescription glasses at this time. Her night vision, as well as her peripheral vision, is poor. She was diagnosed with intravitreal macular edema with signs of diabetic retinopathy and non-proliferated diabetic retinopathy, along with history of bilateral cataracts, especially of the left eye. Snellen vision. Right eye, the claimant is able to count fingers at 8 feet. Her vision is 20/200. Corrected was 20/200. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Corrected is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100, and binocular corrected is 20/100. The glasses that she wears are used to help her to read. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is unable to write, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, or button her clothes, or lift more than 1 or 2 pounds above her head. She is able to drink from a coffee cup. The claimant did present with a walker that she uses when she goes out, secondary to decrease balance. But her son states they make her walk quite a bit when she's at home with the walker. She does have decreased balance. She is presently on 400 milligrams of ibuprofen once a day. PRN is needed for pain. And she does no physical activity except for walking. Her physician is Dr. Mario Ansaldúa. The claimant also states that most of the chores are done by her children since she is unable to do most things at this time. Family history, she did not know her father. Her mother is 82 and has cancer of the lung, and she has a grandmother with diabetes mellitus. Medications, lisinopril 40 milligrams POQD, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD, Jardiance 10 milligrams QD, metoprolol 16 50 milligrams BID, nifedipine 30 milligrams ER BID, gabapentin 100 milligrams PRN is needed for pain, and sertraline 50 milligrams QD for depression. Medical problems, hypertension, anemia, history of fatty liver disease, right posterior cerebral vascular accident, times two, the first one being July 2023, and the second one on October the 14th, 2023. Diabetes mellitus type 2, non-insulin dependent. Hyperlipidemia, history of mild left hemiplegia slash paresis with mild left facial drooping, which appears to have resolved. Major surgeries, bilateral cataract extraction in 2019. History of gunshot wound, history of coronary artery disease with placement of one stent to the heart. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 116 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 123 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 67 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 21.5. General, this is a 60-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant had a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of annulated pupils appears to be grossly normal, and the claimant did appear to have cataract surgery performed. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has no teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were decreased. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also abnormal, especially for the left side. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is... The claimant is able to count fingers at 8 feet. Corrected is 20 over 200. OS uncorrected is 20 over 100. Pinhole is 20 over 100. Corrected is 20 over 60. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 100, and binocular corrected is 20 over 100. Neurological, the claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had fairly good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory appeared to be fairly normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflex bilaterally at +1. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, and the claimant did have problems with cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6, and confrontational visual fields, especially for the left side. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a walker that she uses for balance. Her hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was mildly abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, except for the left upper extremity, where she does have decreased strength and some spasms noted. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex at the lumbar spine, secondary to imbalance and fear of falling. She was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant did have decreased strength of the left upper extremity. Straight leg raise in the sitting in the supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a regular tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires a walker for balance. However, she is able to ambulate on her own. Neurological. Grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. The claimant had difficulty in making a full closed fist, opposing fingers, and pinching with both hands. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, and the claimant has difficulty with cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was decreased to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is some evidence of mild muscle wasting and muscle spasms, especially of the left upper extremity. Muscle strength was +3/5 for the left upper extremity and +4/5 for the right upper extremity and the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly to moderate restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects, but has difficulty with fine and dexterous finger control. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for left upper extremity hemiparesis / plasia. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some mild evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her left visual fields as well as in her visual acuity, which has not been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to decreased vision, left upper hemiparesis / plasia of the upper extremity, decreased balance, and weakness. Probable diagnoses, number one, cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis / plasia, confirmed with physical examination, appears to be mild. The claimant is still able to function, but does have some problems with her balance. Allegations number two, diabetes mellitus, being treated orally with Jardiance. She appears to be fairly stable and states that mostly her blood glucose levels come out between 100 to 150. Allegation number three, hypertension. Blood pressure was 123/88 mmHg. She is being treated and appears to be fairly stable at this time. Number four, decreased vision of both eyes. Appears to be stable at this time. However, vision is poor, secondary to most likely diabetic retinopathy and macular edema with non-proliferated diabetic retinopathy. Cataracts have been removed in 2019. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Patricia Cornejo.